suppose it was disappointing to concede the goals very late in the game. Chris, I suppose we kind of knew our own lads were going to fatigue a wee bit towards the end. Obviously we haven't the same volume of work done as we would have had done this team last year, and you know, we're taking a different approach, and I think I suppose it was a wee bit unfair in the boys, to be honest with you. And I suppose at 11 points each, you know, it looked as if it was going to go down to the wire, and was Michael going off had a big impact on the game, and we had very good momentum at that stage, and losing him took the momentum out of the game, and I suppose we had to try and recalibrate then, and it wasn't easy, you know. But I suppose looking at the game overall, you know, first half would have been disappointed with a few different pieces, but the second half we showed a lot of courage to get up the field, and we really took the fight to them, and we made it very, very competitive, and it seemed to be a good game for a good, you know, 25 minutes there in the second half. And as I said earlier, when it was 11 points apiece, when we worked hard to get in that situation, it looked as if maybe we would push on and get something from the game. But they squeezed it out a wee bit towards the end, got the 3-point lead, and I suppose conceding a goal in the 70th and 72nd, but it was a wee bit disappointing, and it was also disappointing for our score difference for the last game.
You mentioned there Michael Murphy going off at a crucial stage. How is Michael? What's the early prognosis on his injury?
Well, we're hoping it's not too bad. You know, it's swollen and he feels that it's locking on him a wee bit. You know, his knee's locking. So we'll just have to wait and see now what the doctors say tonight and tomorrow morning, and take it from there, really. I suppose the one plus is it's a 2-week stretch to the next game, you know, so hopefully that's not too tight a time frame for him. But obviously he's a very important player for us. He was playing extremely well before he went off, and as I said, playing at centre forward, you know, and running it, he, you know, he was taking a lot of other players into the game, and he was playing well himself, so that was disappointing, and you know, maybe it might have been a different result outside of that.
And you were... You came out at the start of the second half and you had come back level, so I mean the momentum was really with you, and that injury to Michael really took that momentum from yourselves.
Oh, definitely, you know, and I suppose they did continue to plug on, and we did kick 8 points in the second half, but it was just, you know, it was a critical moment in the time, and it was a critical moment in the game, I should say, and you know, pulling him off with such momentum behind us at that time was difficult, you know, but I suppose we had to, I suppose, look at the bigger picture with him.
And you mentioned the two late goals, I suppose they have hit your score difference badly. Mm. One game left against Armagh, I suppose that really now is a must-win fixture for you.
Ah, definitely. I mean, that was always going to be the case anyway. I think regardless of what went on this weekend, it was always the game that was going to make or break. Not just us, but I would say maybe Laois and Down and Armagh and Mayo, you know. So there's a number of teams down there, and hopefully we can pick up the 2 points and get enough points to stay in the division.
How important is it from your perspective as team manager to stay in Division 1?
Well, obviously the likes of tonight, you know, and playing Dublin and Northern Champions of Croke Park definitely is valuable to us, you know. And I know, you know, between the first half and the second half, for different reasons, we learnt a lot tonight, and we actually learnt a hell of a lot tonight, so it's good that way, and hopefully we can use the information now that from tonight's game and bring it forward towards championship, you know, and if we do that, it'll be a positive, you know, taken out of tonight's game.